All right, everybody, welcome back to Great American Golf. Ray Adams here with you with Dr. Bob Denny, our historian emeritus from the PGA of America. We are doing a lot of talk about the Ryder Cup. And Dr. Bob, we have about, no, I don't know, we have about 20 minutes left or so in the show. Bob, tell me, what do you make of Sir Nick Faldo, one of the great, great Ryder Cuppers and great players in history? But Sir Nick is going to be calling for NBC at the Ryder Cup again. I'm pretty excited that Sir Nick is back. What about you?
Well, I've always thought he's entertaining to listen to, whether he's on the air or not. I saw him win the Ryder Cup with his team in Rochester in 1995, and that's the first time I got to chat with him. I said, "This is a great day for golf to see this great finish." And Nick says, "It's a great day for Europe." So he they know how to celebrate and do it right, and that's where I got to see the intensity of Nick, and I got to watch him in at the on TV at Belfry when he had the hole in one, and the US came back and won that in 1993. But that shows me that how he will fight it right down to the wire. Happy to see him on the air as his cameo appearance with whatever it may be and whatever the arrangements are. Ray, this past week, Sir Nick and his wife, and golfer Charlie Hull, fresh from a victory a week earlier at the Kroger Queen City, were at the state dinner, one of 160 guests at Windsor Castle, as King Charles and welcomed President Trump, and they dined, and as you probably have seen on television or images of a table that probably look like it's two football fields long, but
Well, it was 50. I believe they said that it was 50 yards long.
okay,
And
50 yards,
that's half of a football field. But you know
right.
what? I went outside and walked 50 yards. And I can tell you right now, that is a long table.
That's
I
right,
mean,
right.
it's a lob wedge. And
Yes.
it's a lob wedge table. And so
I was at Windsor Castle years ago
tell
to
us about that. Yeah.
and tour it, and it's a fantastic place, amazing. It's museum after museum after museum as you walk through. Artwork's incredible. It's amazing what the royalty has held in that castle for over the years.
Did you
And
go in that dining room and see that table, perchance?
I got to see it. I got to see everything. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I gotta believe that table seats 100 people.
Yeah, what well, they had 160 guests
Oh,
at
160. Wow.
160, and during that time, Charlie Hull was seated on the same side of the table as President Trump, and he greeted her and said he'd like to meet her for a round of golf sometime. And that she published that on social media. She said they'll sort that out later. And as Mr. Trump says, he'd like to get a chance to play with the best players. And well, that's a feather in her cap for her following, because she's, to me, like I said on the air the other week ago, that she's the best woman player yet to win a major championship.
Yeah, she does have that proverbial monkey on the back. There have been PGA Tour players and there's been European Tour players, a lot of global fabulous players that have been the greatest player on earth without a major.
Right. And here, you think
Charlie
about that.
Hull is probably the female that I think you're
Right.
right about that. Who's the
She,
male? Well,
who's the best?
finish Charlie.
Well, Tommy Fleetwood's the best not to win a major right now.
I think so. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think so.
But back to the female side, Charlie winning that event really helped her in a lot of different ways. Look for new partnerships for her career, because she had suffered so many injuries over the past year, and it's been amazing that she was able to come back with a ligament that was torn in her ankle and bad back, et cetera, et cetera. She was entered in the Arkansas tournament this week for the LPGA event, but she dropped out on late Monday and flew back to London to get ready for the state dinner. So
Yeah,
she was
yeah.
originally, now she will be joining her compatriots next week as they head to Hawaii after this. So that isn't a bad transfer if when you think about it.
No. Now, we want to pay a tribute to a very special golfer who is one of the, if not the leading amateur player in his day. multiple times on the Walker Cup. Just a fabulous amateur player. We lost one of those great amateur players that went on to play golf and win multiple times on the Champions Tour. Jay Sigel, we just spoke about him recently. And now we have another one that we want to pay tribute to and put our thoughts and prayers out there for his family. He has passed away at 73 years of age, so rather young. Just a wonderful, wonderful player who at age 50 said, "You know, I think I want to compete at the professional level with the greatest players in the world on the Champions Tour, PGA Tour Champions." And John Harris qualified, went on to the tour, found out that it wasn't as easy as not that he thought it would be easy, but you know, that it was a challenge, it was a struggle. But he ultimately came through and he did win on the Champions Tour. And from University of Minnesota, he played hockey. And I know that you have some more as our historian about John Harris.
John Harris, born in Minneapolis and a contemporary of mine. In 1974, he was on the University of Minnesota hockey team, which was coached by Herb Brooks. And those that remember the Herb Brooks name was the legendary coach who guided the U.S. to the upset of the Soviet Union in the 1980 Olympics, the Miracle on Ice. But John Harris is also the first golfer in history to win a U.S. amateur and a mid amateur, showing he can going back and forth of his ability and age divisions, and he is very talented. It's very sad we lose anybody once again to cancer. He had leukemia, and he is one of the great stories that come out of the Midwest when it comes to golf. That's a state that's very proud of his golf. And you remember Tom Lehman came out of Minnesota, so there's a lot of great from the northern country, and all the best and all the condolences to his family.
He did. Tom Lehman came out of Minnesota, one of our great friends of this show, and one of my friends personally, and lots going on there. Soon we're going to have, by the way, speaking of Tom Lehman, we're going to have the big Elevate Phoenix, his that he co-founded nonprofit organization, mentoring and coaching young people through the years of school in the school to help them in so many different ways. Especially get their graduation rates up and go on to college. Elevate Phoenix is one of the truly great nonprofits in our country, and Tom Lehman responsible for that with some other people. Jill Streit will come on the show with us. We've had Jill on, you know Jill, and we will have Jasmine Hall on as well, the development director from Elevate Phoenix. They're having their big annual gala and golf tournament coming up in November, just after the Schwab Cup Championship, which I mentioned on a recent show. Media Day is coming, and the Schwab Cup Championship is coming. So the PGA Tour Champions players are winding down here in the next month and a half or so. They have a few more events. We know that the LPGA Tour is they're moving toward their November race to the CME Globe. Bob, what's the next event for the ladies?
Next event for the ladies is in Hawaii, and it's I think it's called the Kualai. I'm not pronouncing this right. Championship, but it's I'll just pull it up for a moment. And yes, just give me a second.
Well, we know they're in Hawaii. We know
Yes, yes.
it's a great event, and we know, and I've talked to the players so many times. There are certain places that the LPGA Tour play, well, at the P, all the tours. There are certain cities that the tours and certain events the tours, the players really, 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 those places stand out. They really love those events. This is one of them. Tell us about it.
October 1st to the 4th is the Lotte, Lotte Championship presented by Hoakalai. And I hope I'm saying that properly.
Well,
But
mahalo or mahalo or aloha, aloha.
Hoakalai. But
All right.
it's sort of the springboard for the rest of the tour before they head over to Asia.
Yes, and what's what? And that's being played right during my birthday, October 3rd. So coming up. And Bob, what about the Champions Tour?
Okay, I'm right. It wasn't in front of me, Ray, but just give me a second.
No, that's fine. We know that the champions are winding down, as I said. It's not a big deal. I know that I want to thank one of my favorite sponsor companies. I've done this so many times, and I will continue to do it forever, I hope. But Ashworth Golf. You want to go to ashworth-golf.com, and you want to get in all the new fall clothing. The apparel is absolutely beautiful. I'm wearing it on television. I'm wearing it in my public personal appearances. I'm wearing it wherever I go, pretty much, along with my Squares golf shoes, of course, too. But ashworth-golf.com. And I want to thank them so very much for their sponsorship and for their beautiful, beautiful clothes, their ensembles, everything you can imagine, and accessories. Don't forget that, folks. Get on over to the website at ashworth-golf.com. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, no better place than to camp out for the PGA Tour Champions than Pebble Beach. And they are playing at the Pure Insurance Championship. And Vijay Singh and Stephen Alker, what a surprise, are off to a great start. And they are playing the great courses that I always liked over there, Spyglass Hill, Pebble Beach, Monterey Peninsula. And that's the 3 day, it's a 3 day event. A 54-hole event. So it's one of the greatest places that you can ever want to spend in this country if you want to play your golf for 3 days.
Well, all I know is we're excited for all of the tours. I know that the DP World Tour, they're on their way to their big championship. And who knows? But of course, the world is going to stop and hold their breath after this weekend. And on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, yes, we will wrap up World's Golf on the day after tomorrow, Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, airing right here on golfnewsnet.com and then over to the big audio platforms, like all of these radio podcast shows are doing, and will continue to do so, where they live on demand for you. We will wrap them up on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show as far as the other world tours and all of the things going on in the game of golf. But of course, Monday is going to be big, big, big Ryder Cup talk. We're going to try to get a couple of great interviews with a couple of great people, and maybe even a surprise guest. We're hoping for the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, day after tomorrow, on golfnewsnet.com. All right, Bob, just a couple more minutes. Let me let you. I know you have a nugget. I bet you do.
My nugget really goes back to a unique revisionist of history in Bethpage Black, the site for the Ryder Cup. It was popularly believed at the time that A.W. Tillinghast, the legendary golf course architect, had been the sole designer for the Black course, when in fact, after a work done by, I give credit to Ron Witten of Golf Digest, who's one of the ex amazing golf e architectural editors and researchers. And he confirmed, not just by speaking to the surviving son of, but also to the records about Mr. Joseph Burbeck, superintendent, who was the hardworking gentleman underneath the auspices of Robert Moses, who was a great urban planner of Long Island commission, as well as New York City. Mr. Moses, some of his achievements are the United Nations complex and the Verrazano Bridge and many others. But he was assigned, Mr. Moses, to develop Bethpage Park. And the design for four of the five courses, Mr. A.W. Tillinghast. But lo and behold, as the Depression moved on and Mr. Tillinghast was in bad shape financially, the PGA of America gave him an assignment of a 2 year tour of the United States to handle the operations and over help of other people around the country improve their golf courses, blah, blah, blah. So he visited for 2 years on the PGA of America's dime those courses and helped those people. And I've got a record of everyone he visited. But the unique thing is Mr. Burbeck lost the recognition, and that was sad. In fact, he was the one that directed his public works crew to finish back Blessed Page Black, and Mr. Tillinghast was on the road at the time. Meanwhile, he also developed the famous Caddy logo that you see at Beth Page Black. And so Mr. Burbeck was credited with that as well. So let's talk about Mr. Joseph Burbeck and give him credit for what he did to help develop one of the greatest public golf courses in the world.
Absolutely. And that's a great logo. I love that logo. All right. There he is, Dr. Bob Denny, our PGA of America historian emeritus. And we're going to catch up with everybody and get everybody back on board on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. As I just said, we're going to wrap up the tours and we're going to get right to the Ryder Cup. It's going to be that way for the next several shows. And of course, we'll be talking Ryder Cup, post Ryder Cup for probably months, just like we did 2 years ago. I'll be posting things out on my social media. You can go to my Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube sites at Match Play TV. My LinkedIn is, you can go there by just saying using Ray Adams. Ray Adams for LinkedIn, Match Play TV for Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and of course, golfnewsnet.com, and then all the audio and video platforms where TV and these radio shows go to. I also want to thank the Legacy Golf Resort for being a longtime sponsor, one of the great championship courses here in the Phoenix area, golflegacyresort.com. You want to go to that website, and why? Because they have started their $99 South Mountain Trail Pass. They do it every year this time. South Mountain Trail Pass gets you 10-day advance booking windows, up to 50% off the rates. You can earn rewards for every dollar spent, and there's more free complimentary practice balls when you get your green fees taken care of and paid for. You want to play this great championship course anyway, and you want to do it many times during the season. That's why you want the South Mountain Trail Pass, and you want to go to golflegacyresort.com. I also have to thank one more of my sponsors, and I just love this product. From the PGA Merchandise Show last January, I met Matt and Kelvin, the owners and purveyors of the Tally Tumbler. There it is, Tally Tumbler. This is a wonderful thermos tumbler that keeps track of your golf stats for your next rounds, including your greens hit and your fairways hit and all of that. Your stats and your score from these soft circles that turn around the top of the tumbler. Fabulous. And you go there, you can find other Tally tumblers that will help you keep track of your yard games and your beach games, all of that going on as well at tallytumbler.com. And boy, do they have some of the most unique and coolest colors for these tumblers to keep your drinks iceberg cold with premium insulation. And it's going to keep your drinks frigid. Or, of course, if you're a coffee person, hot tea person, hot chocolate person, it's going to keep your drinks hot as well. Tallytumbler.com. We thank them so very, very much for being a part of Great American Golf, Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. And very soon, you're going to see them on Match Play with Ray Adams Television. Signing off for everybody. One more I want to mention, though. You know, we're coming into the fourth quarter. This is a time where everybody wants to check and get ready for tax season. Everybody wants to do last end of the year donations to their favorite nonprofits or schools or what have you. There's no better time like right now to have a financial checkup from Mr. Caleb Jelsic. He is our resident financial advisor. Lots of years of training. He is an expert financial advisor from Crimson Glory Advisory Group, and he can help you in so many ways. They can help you with the tax issues, your financial investment issues, all of the things that you want to talk to Caleb Jelsic about as our resident financial advisor. How do you find him? You contact him on his mobile number at 360 360- 480-0214. 360-480-0214. Caleb Jelsic. All right, everybody. What a great show. A lot of fun. I want to thank Dr. Bob Denny for being with me. And we are back with you on Monday, the Golf Lifestyle Show, right here on Golf News Net and all the big audio platforms. Have a great weekend. Watch some golf, have some fun, and get ready. The greatest golf event, I think, in the history of the game, and certainly every 2 years, is coming next week, the Ryder Cup.